CarolinePhipps.com.
Thank you for letting me be myself and someone who continues elegantly to be herself day in and day out. And I can't believe how genuine she is to herself. Ms. Caroline Phipps joins us on the telephone, our monthly guest, the founder of Living with Elegance and Elegant Living. Caroline Phipps, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. What a wonderful welcome.
Ah, well, you know, you brighten my spring every season.
Well, I just love it. It makes me so happy.
Good, because there's nothing like hearing you chuckle a little bit before we start talking about other things. Yeah.
Well, that's just wonderful.
Yeah. So, Caroline, what's on your mind?
Well, when we're thinking about happy and spring and, you know, all of that good stuff, there's been so much in the news recently about our collective mental health.
Mm.
And particularly one rather disturbing report that I read about, you know, our young women in particular.
Mm.
And how tough it is on them. And it sort of made me think about this complicated relationship we appear to have developed at the moment with self-esteem, with who we truly are.
Mm. Yeah.
And there is so much, sort of, there are so many affirmations about I am what I am and I'm true to be me, and this sort of idea of, you know, take it or leave it, but this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels a little bit as if there is a little bit of a challenge in there. It's almost like, you know, these are complicated and difficult times, but I'm going to, you know, put my post in the ground and make my point here that there's no messing around with me or whatever it is.
I have my mind made up. I'm going to do it regardless of your trying to persuade me not to. I have my foot down.
Exactly. And it feels rather as if there is a lot of protestation around empowerment and how powerful we are. And then on the other hand, we hear about how fragile people are feeling.
Mm.
We see that people are often extremely quick to take offense. You know, they'll pick up their toys and leave.
Yeah.
And it's become this really sort of weird situation, I think, where I feel like we're really not too sure where our power actually comes from.
Hmm.
And when we arrive into this world, we don't pop out of the womb with a sense of healthy self-esteem.
Hmm.
We pop out of the womb and we may arrive into a home or into a situation that nurtures us and does its best to empower us, or maybe partially. And then for those who are less fortunate, situations that are very challenging, and the last thing they are is empowering.
Hmm.
But what studies show is that all of those situations, they don't guarantee a sense of self-esteem in anyone. Developing sense of self-esteem is a very individual challenge that we all face, and is, in fact, I'm coming to see, probably the biggest challenge we face in our lives is having a sense of true sense of self.
Mm.
That comes from a place of real authenticity.
Mm.
And one of the big challenges around that for, you know, a long time has been that our sense of empowerment comes from external sources. So if we have tons of money, we're powerful. If we're on social media and we get lots of attention for whatever reason it is, we're powerful. We measure our power in money or celebrity or notoriety, and definitely being noticed by other people. And I think this is partly what's happened with young women today, being exposed to social media and the endless cycle of you need to look like this, you need to behave like that, this is cool, this is not. What all of it does is have us looking to the outside world for knowing who we are, for getting our sense of self and power. And what happens there is that we have no control over any of that at all. And so the flip side of all of it is that it makes us, or can make us, feel powerless and hopeless.
Yeah, and especially on social media, where they have paid individuals that are called influencers telling you what to do or what to think, which is kind of interesting, and it's all product-based then.
And I've also noticed that the influencers often change their stance to follow where the likes and the comments and the shares and the followers come from. So that often means that people who start out influencing on one side of life end up moving over to another. And they're following the desires of the outside world. And then you think, well, last year you were telling me to do this, and now this year you're following that.
Yeah.
And there is no sense of authenticity in there. And it's all very unnerving and disturbing.
Yeah, it's more like they're following the money than the message.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And the beauty in all of it is that to develop an authentic sense of who we are that is far less easy to shake and rattle in complicated times is our relationship with ourself. Right here, right now. And we all have this voice in our heads. Many people call it the saboteur. The saboteurial voice that says, you know, you get up in the morning and the voice says, you know, Rick, you're not really good enough. You don't do this. You don't do that. You know, Caroline, you haven't exercised in I don't know how long. And on it goes. And this voice undermines us. And the way to build this self-esteem is to tackle that voice head on. And the minute that we challenge that voice, and it could be a really simple thing such as, well, you've been a couch potato for so long now, why bother? So if we sit with that voice and say, well, today I'm going to deal with you, saboteur, and I'm just going to walk for 20 minutes.
Yes.
The minute we do that, we have a tiny little bit more sense of power in ourselves and self. We can deal with this. We can overcome that. And these tiny steps add up really quickly. So you may be in a situation where you're avoiding something because it frightens you. If you can break it down into some small steps and start to handle it instead of pushing it away all the time, you will see that you can deal with it and you can handle it. And that's where real self-esteem comes from. Because everything we do in this world is an exchange of power. And it's between us and other people and between us and the outside world. And each choice that we make, however minor it is, whether it's to be kind or whether it's to be snippy, whether it's to buy a little bit of healthy food rather than something not so good for us, every single thing we do is going to make us stronger and more powerful and healthier and well, or it's not.
Mm.
And we have that choice all the time. And we all have that. However powerless we feel and however down in the dumps we feel, we have that choice every single second of the day of how to manage it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So self-esteem, this healthy sense of self, affects every single thing we do, our mental health, our spiritual health, our physical health. And we can get it back. It doesn't belong to the outside world.
Mm.
It's ours.
And what are your suggestions?
I think that one of the first things to do is to sit down and have a look at the things that really challenge you the most.
Mm.
And it could easily be your diet or your exercise or dealing with a challenging relationship where you feel you're in a power struggle and you feel diminished, or it may be you're doing a job that you are having a real challenge around. Whatever it is, list a few of those things and then start to listen to what that voice in your head has to say about that situation.
Yeah, it's always important to write these things out, and then you could see them on paper and actually have a plan to deal with it.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. The idea of getting it out of your head and onto the page, it sounds so simple.
Yeah. It does.
But it transforms it into sort of taking it out of this endless cycle of worry and low self-esteem and concern about things, and puts it into a place of, well, here's what I can do.
Mm.
I'm going to go into this job this morning that really I'm not very keen on at all, and the people aren't very nice. Try going in and just holding your line on being kind and calm and nice, and you will quickly discover that other people respond to that, because we're all going into these situations sort of at the moment absolutely loaded for trouble, on the defensive, ready to fight our corner. And when you consider if we're all doing that, That's not going to get us very far at all.
Because then you're always prepared for confrontation.
Yes.
Conflict.
Yes, and I feel that there's a great deal of that all the time.
Yeah.
At the moment.
And it's almost, you have to come either prepared or, may I say, armed for it. You know, you have to be on. It's like, what's going to happen on their side today? And, you know, however you feel with self-esteem, there can always be someone who could knock you down and make you feel not so secure of yourself. And just
blow them off.
Yeah.
and the more we can develop our sense of self in an authentic way, the less likely we are to be knocked off our game by somebody else or by the news cycle or by the social media reaction or whatever it is. If you have that sense of self, you cannot be pushed around in the same way. You have a very strong sense of what is true, what what is going to be for the greater good. And instead of getting into these situations where we're all scrapping over things that have no value at all and aren't going to get any of us anywhere, to elevate yourself above that, people are going to be attracted to that. People who have a very authentic sense of self and who they are, you know, we trust them. They make great leaders. They make great partners. They have an idea of the way forward under very difficult conditions.
So you have to really know who you are and be proud of what you contribute to the earth, and each day blow off the negative impact that could affect you and just stay strong to your own beliefs of, I'm fine the way I am. Sure, I will keep trying to improve myself, but no one's going to knock me down. And don't talk to those people or hang out with them anymore.
Yes, I think there's a lot of a pull in a negative direction. And I'm not saying that, you know, we have all of the answers about what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
But I think having that ability to be able to observe what's going on, check in with ourselves about how we genuinely feel, and take on that voice that says, well, you know, they say you're not good enough. You're probably not good enough.
Mm.
Take on that voice and really sit with that and be honest with yourselves, because we don't want to be delusional about whether we're good at something or not. Mm. I think there's a lot of influence at the moment around telling people that they're marvelous when really maybe they're not so marvelous.
Mm.
And that needs to be looked at too, because we know when we're being told, oh, that's so good, that's really, really good. If we haven't brought our best, we know that.
Right. You don't have to be told.
We don't have to be told.
Yeah, you
no,
can just
we,
say,
we
hey.
We intrinsically know that.
Yes. Wonderful job. Says it all. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Caroline, you do a wonderful job at what you do. And how can folks get further information, further tools for themselves? And, well, just keep on with the subjects you bring up each month here at the Up and Running Morning Show on KZE. What's the best method?
Send me an email, caroline@carolinephipps.com. And I am communicating with lots of listeners. It's absolutely wonderful. I give one free coaching session a month, met all sorts of marvelous people, and it's just wonderful. So keep the communication coming.
Yeah, and keep talking about things like self-esteem and how to raise it and how to be aware of it and how not to be sucked into that saboteur voice of, you're not good enough. Well, maybe I'm not good enough.
You've got that right. You've been listening to yours. I'm joking.
Tis true. You know, oh, I always go with the Jackie Robinson method, and that's always keep trying to be a 110% on top of your game. So, you know, I
there
can't let
go.
Some younger kid come in here and take my spot.
Exactly. I have a sneaking suspicion he knew how good he was. Quite right, too.
Yeah, like Jackie Robinson. Yeah.
Exactly.
Caroline, you're the best. Thank you so much for joining us monthly. We look forward to the April visit, and happy spring to you, and give everyone our love and nothing but love to you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, Rick.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Once again, our guest, Caroline Phipps. Send her an email, caroline@carolinephipps.com, and visit CarolineFipps.com for more information and to get in touch with her. Thanks for listening to KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back.
CarolineFipps.com.